The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Back-to-back action. We are in Southern California in Orange County in Anaheim, where tonight at the Honda Center, it'll be the Sharks and the Anaheim Ducks for the fourth and final time this season. Drew, we're talking about last night's game against the Edmonton Oilers. And the only thing you can say is Connor McDavid is incredible.
Do we have to talk about last night's game?
Don't.
Yes, yeah, amazing. Now, it shows you, I did like what he said about, you know, playing against Macklin Celebrini when he said, I'd rather have him on my left side, because that's where he was in the Olympics. But the speed at which he plays the game, the fact that nobody's better with the puck in the offensive zone, attacking through the neutral zone. There was a thing they had the other day that he's had 84 bursts of 22 miles an hour or more. 84 more bursts than any other player of 22 miles per hour or more.
So you're saying he's the Gretzky of bursts.
Yeah, exactly. He's so fast. He's got great hands. He takes the puck to the net. He's one incredible competitor. And he is the best hockey player on the planet. Now, unfortunately, last night, when you've got Leon Draisaitl out, you've got Zach Hyman out, you've got a great opportunity to get a big win in a must-win game, and you don't come out with any pop, any juice, anything. Like, Macklin scores on the power play, and then they take too many penalties. They don't check very well. Listen to you and Jamal. They didn't manage the puck. You guys were absolutely right. They've got to be a heck of a lot better tonight.
They have to be. Otherwise, they're going to be out of it. And you know what? There's, five games left? And I'm thinking that they have to win, probably either run the table or go 4-0-1.
Yeah, absolutely. They got to get points in every single game. And I agree with you. I think they got to run the table. And when you look at the way that Anaheim's been playing, well, you're thinking, okay, well, you got a big chance here because they haven't been playing very well. But again, it's about how you're playing, that you have to get the game going the right direction. Last night, when you look at that game, Connor was great, and Connor is great. He's the type of guy right now, and he knows he's...
That one shift where he blew by everybody, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, everybody.
Macklin doesn't do that.
No, but he will.
Not yet.
He will. Like, I was in Edmonton on my exile when Connor first came in the league. Didn't do it then. He does it now. He just gets smarter. And he, like Macklin, you watch Connor and you watch Macklin, they never have their head down. They never, when they're going through the neutral zone with puck, they're never looking at the puck. Never.
Why did you just say that when I had my head down?
I didn't even notice. Okay, you got to go for the next question. You blew me away on that one.
No, but seriously, that's just something to admire, to appreciate, and to also use as a benchmark for where the San Jose Sharks have to go. Yeah. Also, Evan Bouchard went over 90 points. And, you know, say what you want about his total game, but he is outstanding with the puck, and he's only if I'm not mistaken, the second Oiler defenseman to ever get to 90. The other is Paul Coffey,
his assistant coach. He has got a bomb of a shot. Offensively, he is very, very good. Defensively, he is questionable at best, but so is their whole D. That's what was so disappointing about last night, is that if you would have got a forecheck game going, if the Sharks would have had some juice in their game and some identity and get their forecheck game going, they could have got on that D. That D can be had, but they didn't put any pressure on it. It was too easy for Edmonton.
Well, 3-for-3 on the power play, too, and ridiculous penalties. Two really bad penalties. I hate to say it, Vinny Desharnais, delay of game over glass, that's not good. And what are you going to do?
Yeah, he was furious at himself. But Mario scores on the one, and Orlov scores on the other one. You know, so
meaning that it went off the D.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, like, Orlov's deflection was beautiful. He can't catch a break. Mario went to try to poke it, and he shoots it in. And so we look at the way that things should go. But the bottom line is you can't take penalties against that team. And bottom line is for the Sharks, you can't take penalties, period. Now, that's not going to happen. Of course, you're going to be in a situation where you're going to take some penalties. But you've got to make sure that you're not taking unfocused penalties where you're just lazy with the stick or you're not focused on just putting it off the boards and down the ice or whatever it may be. You've got to be focused on, and like Ryan Warsawski's told us, no shifts off.
Well, here was one of our keys for the game from Toyota, and that was bury your chances.
Yes.
Make sure you bury your chances. And the Sharks had a couple of power plays. They did not bury those chances. They only had, 14 shots on net?
Shots on net, which not nearly enough. You got to, constant dropping where it's the stone. You've got to keep putting pucks on the net. You've got to make sure that you get pressure on the opposition. Right, Dimitri?
Yep.
Pressure on the opposition, yeah.
Absolutely. Looks like we're surrounded by all the guys out here.
Now we got to be really careful about what we say.
Really careful about what we say, absolutely.
And opportunities. You can start making those plays, start making an extra pass. But you and Jamal said it last night about just the lack of putting pucks on the net. You've got to test them, because you put the puck on the net, they turn, then you get after it. They've got to get. Bottom line is, Danny, they've got to play with some juice tonight.
Well, Edmonton had the juice defensively too.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with them defensively in the third period. The Sharks didn't have the puck much, and the reason why was because A, they defended when they got it, when the Sharks got it, and B, they held onto the puck so well. But there were so many opportunities that were squandered. I thought you don't get many chances to bury those opportunities, and a couple times you have guys coming in. Take the shot, please. Let the other guy go for the rebound as opposed to trying to pass it to him.
Yes.
Were you agreeing with that?
Yeah, there was one in the second period, Kiefer Sherwood.
Uh-huh. That's the one I was thinking
exactly.
of.
Exactly. High slot. When did the slot become a bad place to shoot the puck from? Why would you take the puck from a slot area right in the middle of the ice and then kick it to the outside? And I can't remember who the defenseman was, but he picked it off. He read it perfectly and picked it up. But you're absolutely right.
What would Robert Marvin Hull have done?
He would have blasted it.
I know.
Absolutely blasted it.
I'd like to see more of
that. Brett Hull, Mike Bossy, all the great goal scorers would have shot that puck. Okay.
Let us talk about what's at stake tonight. First of all, the Anaheim Ducks, a team the Sharks have had some success against. They're kind of struggling right now.
Yeah.
Golden opportunity for San Jose to take over.
The thing about the Ducks is their game. They're struggling right now. They're struggling to find their game. They're not getting they're not playing as quick. They're not nearly as physical. Their power play has really suffered. And you would think with Coach Joel Quenneville, 3 Stanley Cups, to his championship name, a gold medal as an assistant coach, when you think about what he is going to be trying to get his guys going in the right direction, I would think the start of this game is going to be really important, because it's going to you got to put some pressure on them, but you got to give yourself some good vibes. You got to give yourself some good feelings.
It'll give me some good feelings is if Yaroslav Askarov, whom I'm assuming is in goal, makes a couple of big saves early. He did that the last time the Sharks played the Ducks on April Fool's Day at SAP Center, and San Jose came up with a win, and I think that was a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You need those saves early, right? It's tough when you're down early. So I just want the Sharks goalies, and I want Yaro just to make the saves you're supposed to make. I know I say it all the time, but make the saves you're supposed to make. Don't let pucks get through you. Just be yourself. And he's an athletic goaltender. You don't have to do too much. Just make that one save that you're supposed to make.
So in other words, use the Devin Cooley method of goaltending.
Yeah.
One with the universe. Nothing matters.
We're all going to die.
The Swami Baha. We're all going to die. It's okay.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, out of town, I think there's some important games. Vancouver is just cross town in Los Angeles tonight.
Yeah.
Everybody in San Jose is a Vancouver Canucks fan tonight to beat the Kings and do it in regulation. The Seattle Kraken are at home against the Golden Knights. I think everybody in San Jose would like to see Vegas get that victory. The Utah Mammoth are at home against Nashville.
Yeah.
Now, Utah's got the first seed locked up in the wild card race, probably.
Yeah.
They're a pretty good team.
So
everybody. And in regulation, please.
Yes. Can we have enough of the ties and that OTL point? Yeah, absolutely. That's got to be huge.
Well, that is the story. And we don't know what's going to happen tonight. We have no idea who's in or who's out at the point that we're doing it. We're seeing a bunch of guys stretch right down the hall from us here, or down the parking lot, given the fact that we're outside. Just in case you haven't heard any trucks going by us or anything like that. We are not at the rink. This is back-to-back. And we are going to give you San Jose Sharks Anaheim Ducks hockey. We'll be on the air at 6:30 tonight, Pacific time. Jamal Mayers and I will have the call. Drew will be over on the TV side with Randy, and we will have a very interesting broadcast for you, the Sharks and the Ducks. Until then, that's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.